Mesechtes Chulin Daf Ches, the top line on Daf Ches Amud Aleph, and since the bottom of Daf Hey Amud Beis, we brought a few memories from Rav Zira, and our Gemara continues with another memory from Rav Zira, as Rav Zira Meshmuel Libin Sakim Veshachibah Shchitas Ekshira Chiduda Kadum Levuna. Rav Zira teaches us in the name of Meshmuel that, as we know, in order for us to be able to eat an animal, we have to do a proper shchita, and if one doesn't do a proper shchita, then the animal would be an avela, and it would be us to eat the animal. And of course, the basic din of Shchita is one has to sever most of the kana and veshet, which of course refers to the trachea and esophagus of the animal. This must be done with a sharp instrument and must be done in very swift action. And as we already mentioned previously, that there are five ikka halachas of shchita. Certainly, if instead of cutting the kana and veshet, one burns the kana or the veshet, then the animal would be an avela. And Rav Zira teaches us in the name of Shmuel that even so, if one heats up a knife and it's now white hot, or as we would say, red hot, and then shechts the animal, then the shechita would be valid, as we say that certainly the kana and veshet was severed before it was burnt, and therefore the shechita was kosher. And as Rashi states at the top of the Amid, libein ba'or, b'loshen chacham nikru libun, and the language of the chacham is called libun, which means white hot, v'loshen haloyizim koyin bad musay, meaning red hot. And as Rabbeinu Geshem states, libein sakin, shesar fi ba'or, ad shehoya adoim. And Rashi continues, shechita sekshira, v'lei amin and strefi hizu v'lei shechita, as chidu de koydum. The Gemara now is for Ikut Studin that since we know that in order to have a proper shchita, one has to sever rave of the kana and rave of the veshet, and although the sharpness of the knife will certainly sever the kana and veshet and will sever the simonim, however, the sides of the knife will burn the kana and veshet prior to dying. Rashi brings down that if the veshet of an animal is either burnt or there's a hole in the veshet, then it's considered a trefa. And as Rashi states, for Ikut Studin, the sakin, as to why Rashi only speaks about the veshet and doesn't mention anything about nekuvah sakana. And our Gemara continues and responds, while we're shechting an animal, we're not concerned that the size of the animal will actually burn the simonim, once the sharp edge of the knife actually cuts through the simonim, so the neck of the animal begins to be severed from the rest of the animal, and the neck of the animal becomes wider, and therefore the size of the knife will not come into contact with the kana of veshet. And as Rashi explains, Misrachi dechatech mitzide asakim mikana mikan meina geir besimin el chidudei shel sakin, and ayin in top tesis in divam maschal ve'ikut studin, where Tesis points out that we see from our Gemara that if someone would actually make a hole in either the kana or veshet, even after they already severed that part of the kana of veshed, but prior to the animal dying, that it would be considered a trefa. And as Tais points out, mashmi mikan she'im b'shash chita nikav veshed k'negem mashe shochad, that it is considered a trefa. The hachav v'beil mesa mishum studin ilav mishum the mevach ravach ayin sham. And the Gemara will now continue and ask the shayla and bring the member of Zeri in the name of Shmuel to try to be pushed to shayla in order to understand the next Gemara. Let us begin with a short akdama. As we know, in Pashas Tazria as well as in Pashas Metzera, the psukim discuss different types of Goyim, and of course there's Nige Adam and Nige Batim, and our Gemara will focus on two types of Tiras, one which comes Al Yidei Shchin and one which comes Al Yidei Mechvah. Our Gemara will explain if someone was injured and the injury did not occur through any fire, then in the area of the injury there appears a Nega, that is what the Torah refers to as Shchin. And if someone is injured through fire, then in the place of his injury there appears a Nega, then that would be called a Mechvah. The Gemara will explain that although B'negeya are the forms of Nige Adam, if a person has a discoloration of his skin and it's the size of a gris, which is a type of a bean, so the Kohen will look at it to determine if it has other simonim, and if it has all the simonim, then the person will be considered Mitzera, and if it doesn't, then he'll have to wait a week, and the Kohen will have to re-examine it, and then there's a possibility of him having to wait even another week in order to become Tar. Or if someone develops a Nega based on Shchin or based on a Mikvah, if there's a white hair within that area, then the Kohen would paskin that he's Tamei, and he'd be Mitzir Muchot. However, if there was no white hair, then the Kohen would paskin that he's a Mitzir Muskar, and he would be placed in quarantine for a week. And if after that week either white hair grew or the Nega grew, then the Kohen would paskin that he's a Mitzir Muchot. However, if after a week there's no white hair and the Nega also didn't grow, then he would not have to wait another week, and he would be Tar Lagamri. And if you read the Psukim in Pashas Tazria, so there is no difference in the halachos that the Torah mentions, B'negeya Nega that forms through Shchin or or Negadah performs through a mechvah. And our Gemara will explain that the nafkamina as to why we have two categories, one for Shchin and one for a mechvah, is because they will not be mitzarif to each other. Since we know that in order for a Negah to be Tamei, there has to be a share of a gris. If a person forms a Negah that's the size of a half a gris, that's in the place that used to be a mechvah, and attached to that he also forms another Negah that's a half a gris, where he initially had Shchin, then these two Negoyim would not be mitzarif, and there would not be a share of a gris, and therefore he'd be tar. The Gemara will also teach us that if someone develops Shchin as well as a mechvah in the same spot, then we would look at which one came later, and the determination for sizing would be based on whichever came later. For example, if someone initially had a wound that was a mechvah, then in the same spot developed Shchin, and then there was a Negah that formed in that spot, so we would consider it Shchin. And if it would be the reverse scenario, then we would consider it the Saras of mechvah. And our Gemara now continues, Ibailu, that we had the following Shaila, Li Bin Shpud, Vehikabai, Mishum Shchin Nidain, or Mishum Mechvah Nidain. If someone heated up a spit, then hit someone with that spit, then certainly this person was hit with pressure, and the heat of the spit was not relevant to that wound, that would be considered Shchin. However, Lamaisa, he was also burnt from the spit, and that wound would be considered a Mechvah, and therefore the Gemara Shaila is, do we look at this as a Mechvah, or do we look at this as Shchin? As Rashi explains, Vehikabai, Esa Adam, and he was Maka Bekoyach. As we explained, the Shaila is, Meshum Shchin Nida, and Litni Negoyim, the Mefarash Lakaman, Shchin Ba, Yidei Chaim, Shemeschami, Machmas Koyach Haka, or Mechvah Ba, Machmas Or, Vehachad Ikad Avayo, Bahai Minayu, Dainile. The Gemara continues, Lamai Nafkamina, and what is the Nafkamina of the Shaila? As either way, he either has a Nega because of Shchin, or he has a Nega because of a Mechvah, and either way, he should be Tamei. And the Gemara explains that the Nafkamina will be L'chedetanya, based on the following Braisa, as the Braisa teaches us, Shchin or Mechvah mitam b'shavu echad, that Halacha is of a Nega that forms through Shchin or through a Mechvah are exactly the same, and they're only mitame for 1 week. And as we explained in the Akhtama, that one could only be a Mitzari Muskar for 1 week, unless a white hair grew during that week, or the Nega got larger, then one would only be quarantined for 1 week. And as the Gemara states, that during that week, one would have to have one of Shtei Simanim, B'Seir Lavan U'B'Pisyon, that either one white hair would form in the Nega, or the Nega would spread. And as the Pasuk states, V'hine Pasah Nega, the Braisa continues, V'lo M'chilkan HaKosav, Leima She'im Itztarfen Zem Zeh, and since the Halachos are exactly the same, so why did the Torah split them into two different Pashos and the two different categories? And as we explained in Akdama, the Gemara explains that two Negoyim that formed, and one formed from Shchin, and one formed from Mechvah, would not be mitzarif to the shear of a gris. As Rashi explains, She'im Itztarfen Zem Zeh, L'shear Nega K'gris Chetzi Pol, She'im Ola Boy Chetzi Gris Machmas Chay Makash Shaloi Alidei Ar, as well as Chetzi Gris Etzla, Alidei Kfiyas Ha'ar, E'im Mitztarfen L'doy Nitziras El Atarhu. Before the Gemara explains the exact nafkamina for our question, Gemara continues to explain the mitzias of a Shchin and Mechvah, and how would we determine as to if we should categorize something as Shchin or as a Mechvah. As the Gemara continues, V'tnan, and we learned in Mishnah Masechtas Negoyim, Ezeu Shchin Ve'ezeu Mechvah, when would we categorize a Nega as a Nega that came from Shchin, and when would we categorize it as a Nega that came from a Mechvah? The Mishnah first explains the definition of Shchin, and as the Mishnah teaches us, Loka Be'etz Be'evim Be'gefes Be'chami Tveria U'v'chol Dova Shaloi Ba Machmas Ha'ar, that if someone is struck by wood or by a rock, he develops an inflammation based on the Pseudos of Olives, which we will see in a moment in Rashi, or from the Chami Tveria, or from any other item that doesn't come from fire. As the Gemara explains, that when the Mishnah Masechtas Negoyim states, U'v'chol Dova Shaloi Ba Machmas Ha'ar, Lasuya Ova Me'ikarei, that refers to someone that develops an inflammation based on lead that came straight from the mine, which is very hot, but the heat doesn't come from fire. As the Mishnah Masechtas Negoyim states, Zeo Shchin, in all these cases, if one will later develop a Nega, then that would be considered a Nega of Shchin. And the Mishnah continues, Ve'ezo Mechvah, Nichva Begachelos, Beremetz, Besid, Reseach, Begifsis, Reseach, Uvechol Dova, Bo Machbas Or, Lasui, Chame Or, Zui Mechvah. If someone is burnt by a coal, or by hot ashes, or by boiling lime, or by another type of boiling lime, or by anything whose heat comes from fire, and as the Gemara explains, that comes to include even hot water, so any Nega that would form would be considered a Nega that was formed through a Mechvah, not from Shchin. And finally, as we mentioned Akdama, the Gemara continues with another point, V'tanya, and we also learned the Braisa, Shchin u'Mechvah, im Shchin koidem u'Mechvah, bita Mechvah se Shchin, v'Mechvah koidem u'Mechvah se Shchin, bita Shchin se Mechvah. If a person develops both Shchin and Mechvah, then in order to determine which category of Tzirasi has, we have to look at which is later, and for example, example, if he had shchin and then a mikvah, and the mikvah which came second would be mevatel the shchin, and therefore would be considered tsuras of a mikvah. And if it would be in the reverse, that the mikvah came first and then the shchin would be mevatel the mikvah. This would be considered tsuras of a mikvah. And the Gemara will now explain in Afkmina as it relates to our original shayla of liben shpud v'hikaboy if mishum shchin nidain or mishum mikvah nidain. And as the Gemara continues, v'hacha hechidami, and in relation to our shayla, what is the scenario of our shayla, and why would there be an afkamina? And the Gemara explains, you're going to have a bechatzigris shchin meikara, v'liben shpud v'hikaboy, v'nafuk bechatzigris acher mai. And if one initially had an inflammation that was shchin, and it didn't come alidea or, an entire shear of the shchin was a half a gris, and certainly at this point, he could not become mitzera, whether then someone hit him with a heated spit that was white hot or red hot, that caused another wound, which is also a half a gris, and was right next to the original half a gris. Therefore, we would have a shayla if it would be possible for this person to be considered a mitzera, or if it would still be impossible for him to be considered a mitzera. And as the Gemara explains, chavata kodem v'ase havlo mevatel el chavata v'havle shchino mikva v'loy mitzdafin oydum havlo kodem v'ase chavata mevatel el havlo v'havle shchino shchino mitzdarev. Would we say that when one gets hit by a spit that was very hot, that the initial injury comes from being hit and from the force of the blow and not from the heat of the spit, and therefore that would be shchin? Then he also gets injured from the heat of the spit, and that of course would be an injury through a mikvah, as that is caused from the heat that comes from a fire, and therefore the mikvah would be mevatel the shchin. And although at this point this person has an injury that's a full gris, however half of that gris is an injury that was caused through shchin, and half of that gris is through a mikvah, and therefore they would not be mitzarev, and the person would not be considered mitzari at all. What would we say when one is hit by a very hot spit, then initially he receives his injury from the fire and from the heat of the spit, which came through R and would be considered a mikvah, and the injury from the force and the blow of the spit only occurs at a later point, and therefore the shchin would be mevatel the mikvah, therefore would be able to be mitzarev both of these negoyim, and would be mitzarev his original half a gris of shchin and this new half a gris of shchin that developed from the force and the blow of the spit, and therefore they would be mitzarev. And if initially there was a sa'al lavan, and the koyim would paskin that he is a mitzera mukhlat, however, if between the two negoyim there's a shear of a gris and there is no sa'al lavan, then the koyim would paskin that he's a mitzera muskar, and then after a week, if it develops a white hair, or if the nega gets larger, then the koyim would paskin that he's a mitzera mukhlat, and if it doesn't change at all, or if it doesn't develop a white hair, then he would be tar. And as Rashi states in Dibur Maschil, believe in Shpud v'hikaboy uvakazu yesh teres shchin v'teres mikvah, and when someone is hit by a hot spit, then there are actually two injuries that occur. One is through shchin and one is a mikvah. V'boy lon haikodim v'asi the lesi basra v'nevatli, that which one is considered first and which is considered second. And as we just learned in the Brisa, that the second injury is mevatel the first injury, and we categorize the nega based on the second injury. And as Rashi continues, chavata kodim koyach hakah kodim lahir loy l'odam v'havi shchin v'asi hevel ha'or ha'achrein u'mevatelei v'havelei mikvah v'loy mitzav v'hadei chatzi gris kamah, and the havelei shchin u'mikvah, and there's only a half a gris of a shchin and there's a half a gris of mikvah, and therefore the person would certainly be tar. Gemara continues, tashmad, let us bring a riot to the shayla from the member of Zera in the name of Shmuel that we previously saw at the top of the Amid. The Amr of Zera, Amr Shmuel, Libin Sakin Vishachaba, Shchitasik Shira, and Chiduda Kodim Lubuna, and Almul Chavata Kodim, and from the member of Zera, it would seem clear that the sharpness of the knife initially severs the simonim, and only afterwards does it burn the animal. Therefore, in our case, the mikvah was mevatel the shchin. This person only has a half a gris of a shchin, then he only had a half a gris of a nega of a mikvah, and therefore they would not be mitzarif and he would be tar. However, the Gemara responds that you can't bring a raya from the member of Zera as chidud shiny, as Reb Zera was discussing the case of shchita, and certainly when someone uses a sharp part and a very narrow part of a knife, and certainly that edge is not as hot, and certainly chidud de kadim levuna. However, in our case, with someone used the actual side of the spit, and that is very hot, so possibly the mikvah would be prior to the shchin, and therefore the shchin would be mevatel the mikvah. This person's two half gris negoyim, both developed from shchin, would be mitzarev, and it would be possible for the person to become tamei. And as Rashi states, chidud shiny, the meteich shuchad ein hevel or shabay chazak v'chatichasi kaidum havloi. The Gemara continues, tashma, that let us try to bring another raya from a brisa, as the brisa states, li ben shapud v'hikaboy nidim shum mikvah sa'esh al mochavot kodim, that the brisa teaches us that if one heats up a spit and then hits someone, then we consider that injury to be a mikvah, Therefore, we see that when one is hit by a spit, initially their injury happens from the pressure and from being hit by the spit, and only afterwards does the heat of the spit cause him an injury. That's why the mikvah was mevatel the shchin, and therefore, in our case, this person would be considered half a gris injury of shchin and a half a gris injury of a mikvah, and they would not be mitzarif. However, the Gemara responds, they can't bring a raya from this brisa to our shayla. It's hasim nami de barzi mivreis dahinu chidod, and some in agur is the word dahinu chidod. The Gemara explains that the brisa is referring to a case where someone did not hit his friend with the actual blunt part of the spit, and instead he stabbed the person with the point of the spit. Certainly in that case, chavota is kadim, and that's why the brisa stated that nidu mishum mikvas eish, as the mikvah comes second. Well, quite possibly then our shayla, where someone hit someone with the side of the spit and with the blunt part of the spit, possibly initially he will be burned, and only afterwards will he have an injury from the blunt force, and his shchin would develop second, and therefore it would be nidu mishum shchin, and therefore in the shayla of our Gemara, the initial half gris shchin that he initially had would be mitzarif with the half gris shchin that was formed by he being hit by the shpud, and therefore he could still be considered a mitzera. We explained our Gemara based on the gears of our Gemara, we will gurus the barzi mivras the hainu chidod, and this would be exactly the same case as the case of Rab Zera, where it's libin sakim shachaba, where we stated shchitasik sheira and chidu the kaidim levuna v'ayin Rashi. That's mashma. That's not gurus the last two words of our Gemara. And as Rashi states, the barzi mivras shlo yikol bekoyach ela dekarei, they didn't hit him with force, and instead he stabbed him. Ve'in kan chavata ela hevel, and in this case there is no chavata at all, and there is only hevel. That Rashi clearly learns in the case where someone stabs someone with a spit, then that is different than the shechita of an animal. And certainly when shechting an animal, although chavata would be first, but there certainly is hevel. And as Rab Zero initially stated in the name of Shmuel, that chiduda koydim levuna, but not that there is no liban at all. And l'maisa gemara is not pesha de shayla. Before we continue with the next sugya, let us go back to some Rashi's as well as to some points of Taisvis. And let us begin by looking at Rashi, seven lines before the middle lines of Rashi, in Dibur Masach Shchin, and Rashi explains Lashon Chamimos, as we learned regarding the tefillah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur in Maseches Yuma, Shana Shchuna, that he davens that there should be a warm year, and Rashi brings another raya from Targum Yonasan in Yeshaya. Rashi continues, Loka Be'eben, Yikol Be'koyach Be'eben, Afilu B'lei Chabura, and even if a Chabura doesn't occur, the Chol Makam Eschamim Babosim Yad Al-Yidei Akha, and Rashi explains, Be'gefesh, Shehit Ben Yadu Be'psel Shel Zesim, that he stuck his hand in the sediments of olives, and it becomes hot by itself and not through fire, and he was singed. Similarly, and it's very hot. And Rashi continues to discuss those items that are hot through fire, and Gacheles is referring to coals that did not extinguish, and Remetz is Efer Cham. Remetz refers to ashes that are hot, and Gifsis min Sid, and it's burnt just like Sid, and it retains its heat for a long time. And that is considered shchin. And Taisa points out, even according to Rabbi Yisi, who teaches us in Masechta Shabbos, that if someone heats water from the Chamei Tveri on Shabbos, it would be over on the Issa of Shabbos, and it's considered told us or. The reason is, and the Chamei Tveri get heated up from the fire of Gehenim, but that over here he would be moider, that it would not be considered a mikvah, and instead it would be considered in the category of shchin, and not al yidei or, even the high or bidei shemayim, since the or of Gehenim is bidei shemayim. Agamor now continues and discusses points that are relevant to the concept of tam kikar. As we know, it is a concept of bliyais, and through bliyais something could become moser. Agamor continues, Amrav Nachman Amrav Avua Sakin Shalavis Chavim Mutalishchar Ba Ba'asa Lachtach Ba Basar. Rav Nachman teaches us in the name of Rav Bavua that although we know that any item that was used for Avodah Zarah is Asa Ba'na, however, even so, a sheikh can use a knife that was used for Avodah Zarah to shecht an animal, although the Gemara states Mut Lishchay Ba, however, Ayin Rambam, that this is only B'diavad. However, Rav Nachman still teaches us that it would be Asa for a butcher to chop up the meat using this knife, and as the Gemara explains, Mut Lishchay Ba Mekalkalu Ba'asa Lachtach Ba Basa Misakinu, the reason why it's Mut to shecht an animal using this knife is because one is actually not having enough from Avodah Zarah, as this is actually being calculated animal, and as Rashi explains, as prior to Shechita, an animal is more valuable than after Shechita, as prior prior to Shechita, he had medes legimel dvarim, legadal vlades, ulacharisha lachila, and after Shechita can no longer be used, legadal vlades and ulacharisha. However, it's asalachtuch babasa, as Misakin who, as Rashi explained, that once it was ready nishchad, then at this point it was oimid lakach, and certainly if you sell different parts of an animal separately, and it's already pre-cut, then that is more valuable than selling a full carcass. The Gemara continues and qualifies this din, and teaches us that this is not a klal, and we always have to look at the scenario and determine if this action is a kilkul or if it's a tikkun. And Amar Rava, and Rava continues and explains, Om shashechid asa b'mesukenes, at times mechatech is mutah, ba'atme dekayam l'kubana, at times one cannot shecht using the knife of Avodah Zarah, that is where the animal is already mesukenes, and it's not well, and therefore certainly it would be better to shecht the animal, and at least it will now be able to be sold for meat, than to keep it around, and potentially will die and will become an avela. And as Rashi states, to have misakin v'have anah shemloi shechatena tamos. And Rav also teaches us that at times one is allowed to use the knife of Avodah Zarah in order to cut up an animal, as at times that's considered a kilkul. And for example, if someone cuts up certain parts of meat where it's actually more valuable to have them whole and not chopped up, as Rashi explains, ba'atme dekayom milukubana, as there are nesachim tovim yerech v'kasev v'chazei ha'mekayman l'shachem deyim l'adam chashuv v'zeh shechatchan hafsidon. He used to leave the shoulder and the breast and thigh of an animal in order to be able to send it as a chash of a gift to someone, and by cutting them up into pieces, then you're actually ruining it, that would be considered a kilkul and not considered anah. Therefore, one would be able to use the knife that was used for Avodah Zarah. Nayin and Taisis do maskal mutal ishchabaz mekalklu. Taisis points out that in the Gemara Masechtos Pesachim, Gemara mechayiv someone for chilul Shabbos, kabeshecha b'Shabbos b'chutz la'avodas gechavim, shum tikkun koldu, detakin loitziyum de'ev menachai. And Taisis explains, Shani Shabbos, the Melechs Machshavis Asutaya, the Kimon Sheish Tikkun Porto, Choshim Melechs Machshavis, Shalkach Liskavin, Afal Pusha Kukula, Yasal Tikunai, Aval Linyan Nenim, Avidis Gichavim, Le Choshim Ano, Kivin Shakukula, Yasal Tikunai. And the Gemara now continues and is bothered that how could Rav Nachman have stated in the name of Rav Bavua that Sakin Shalvis Chavim Mutalishchaba, as although it may be true that one is not being Nena, as is considered a Kilkol, however, there should still be a problem, as by Shechting using the knife that was used for Avedis Chavim, and the knife was used for Nevelois, so the Blias of the Nevela will be piled into the new Basar. The new Basar should be Asar, and as the Gemara states, Vitepikle, Mishum Sham Nunus Isura, and as Rashi at the bottom of the Rambam states, Afagav, Dhu Makalkal, it should still be Asar Lachtech, Mishum Sham Nunus Isura, the Nevela Shinivlu Besakin. And we continue on Daf Chesron Beis, and the Gemara answers Bechadosha that we're talking about a case that this knife of Avodah Zarah was never used for Shechita and was still new. Therefore, certainly there is no issue of Blias, and the only issue is because of Avodah Zarah. However, the Gemara is bothered. Chadasha bin Rabbi Shmuel bin Rabbi Kiva misham shavidz chovim meinu misham shavidz chovim ina asur al shi'avdu. Although we find a machlekes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel mesechtes Avodah Zarah and dafnu alvam beis benegi Avodah Zarah mamish, if it becomes usher right away when miyachid for Avodah Zarah, or if it only becomes usher after you actually serve the Avodah Zarah. However, certainly when there's something which is only misham shavidz Zarah, for example, like a knife that's used for a shechita, which is only a utensil to serve the Avodah Zarah, then certainly everyone agrees that the only time it becomes asar is only after you use the knife. And as Rashi states, kulu moide bekilim de'inam asurim at shi'avdu at shi'asu b'em shimush la'avodas gechavim. And if we're talking about a scenario where one never used this knife, then even if one is using the knife to be misaking something, the issa hanah should not apply. Our Gemara continues and brings two terutzim. As number one, iba yisema, if you want, I could tell you the pasuk be'gazal la'avodas gechavim, that although no one ever used this knife in order to shecht for Avodah Zarah or to slaughter non-kosher animals or slaughter nevelois, and therefore certainly there is no issue of blias. However, we're discussing a knife that was used in order to chop wood for Avodah Zarah, and certainly was used for tashmish Avodah Zarah. Therefore, the ishana would apply both according to Rabbi Kiva and according to Rabbi Shmuel. And the Gemara continues with the second teretz for Yibayi Seymar, and if you want, I could tell you, b'yishana shalibin ba'ar, that in a chinami we could even be talking about a knife that was previously used for shechita for Avodah Zarah. The reason why there is no issue of blia is because we're talking about a case where they kashered the knife and they already did libun al yidei ar, and as we know that they're replacing a knife that is metal into fire until it becomes red hot, then it will become kosher, and certainly there would be no longer a problem of blia is. However, libun would not remove the issa of Avodah Zarah, and the issa hano would still apply. And the Gemara now continues, itma we learned hashech b'sakin shel evdi chavim rav omakilef rav babachana omadiach. The Gemara now discussing a case where someone shechts using a knife that belongs to a guy, and this was not used for Avodah Zarah. This knife was used to cut non-kosher animals or nevelos, and therefore certainly there is a problem of bliyos, and l'chatchila one should not shecht using this knife, and that's why the Gemara used the term hashechet, that b'dieved, if one shechted with the sakin, then what would be the takana? Rav holds that some of the fat of the non-kosher meat would go into the actual meat, and that would only remain on the top part of the meat, and therefore all one would have to do is peel off the top layer of the meat that came into contact with the knife. However, Rav Babachana holds that the shemnunis of nevela would not go into the meat at all, and would only remain on the top part of the meat. Therefore, one would not have to peel off any part of the meat, and one would only have to scrub the area of the meat that came into contact with the knife. Nagamur continues, Lema b'hakamifli, that let us say the basis for the machlekes between Rav and Rav Babachana is as follows. The ma'asava beis hashchita reseach, or ma'asava beis hashchita tzainin. Rav holds that merely when one shechts an animal, so the blood that's in the animal gets on the area of the beis hatzavar, and that causes the beis hatzavar to be very hot, and the bliyos from the knife would now go into the animal. As once something is hot, then it could be a transfer of bliyos. However, Rav Bachana holds that the area of the neck of the animal does not become hot enough to cause the non-kosher fats to be absorbed and to be balua into the animal, and therefore all one would have to do is wash off that area and wash off any non-kosher fats that may have gotten onto that area. And Ayin Rashi, that Rav holds beis hashchita reseach ubala. However, Rav Bachana holds that tzainin klimar in chim beis hashchita chazak levloya umiyo adach bayi shirin iskanech ba shamnenes v'afal pishle nivla v'basa harei ubidfanes beis hashchita shi efshel defnei asakim blei shamnenes. And Ayin Rishenim, that point out that although generally we have a klal, iser is only transferred from one item to another if it was so hot it was yad seledes bayi, and certainly after shchita the neck of an animal is not yad seledes bayi. If so, why would Rav require us to be koylev to peel off one layer of basar? They explained that although b'negei heat that is generated from fire, there is a requirement for yad seledes bayi, but since after shchita the neck of the animal becomes warm, that is enough to have some transfer of issa. And although the bliyos would not go into the entire basar, as is generally the case by something where it's yad seledes bayi, however the issa would still be balua in the first layer of the basar, ayin the rajba. And the Gemara now continues and explains that this is not necessarily the basis for the machlekes between Rav and Rav Babachana, and the Gemara brings two other explanations. And number one, the Gemara continues, loy the kule alma beis hashchita reseachu, that it could be that all agree that the place of the shchita is definitely hot enough to have bliyos, therefore ma'ada amar kulev shaper, and according to Rav that says that you would peel off the outer layer of the basar, then certainly that makes a lot of sense. And the Gemara explains, u'manda amar madiach ayin t'ridi simon lafukei dam loy baloy. The reason why Rav Babachana says that it would suffice to just wash off that area and one would not have to cut off any of the basar, that is because although generally there's a concept of bliyos, well, since they just shechted the animal, and at this point the simonim and the naked animal is busy expelling blood, so at that same time they would not be able to absorb any isser. Therefore the fat from the knife will not be absorbed into the basar, but it would still be on top of the basar. Therefore Rav Babachana still requires them to wash off the basar. And the Gemara continues with an opposite svara, as Ikadamri, as others explain, the kule alma beis hashchita tzeinein, all agree that the beis hashchita is actually not hot enough in order to absorb any of the isser, and mandam medir shaper, and that's why Rav Babachana says that all you would have to do is wash off the maklan of the basar, as certainly some of the fat would get onto the top of the basar, even though it would not be absorbed into the basar. Mandam akilef agav dechka de sakina bala, and according to Rav, that holds that one has to peel off the outer layer of basar, that is because although it's true that the issa would not be absorbed into the basar based on the temperature of the basar, but the maisa, since one is shechting an animal and putting pressure on the basar of the animal, that itself will cause the issa that's on the knife to be transferred into the top layer of the meat. Ayin Rashi diba maschal to read the simon lafuke dama klima baitzaz dam himasukim v'loy bebliya. And Rashi continues that we just stated that the dechut hasakin and Rashi continues that our Gemara doesn't pasken like Rav or like Rav Babachana. Rashi explains certainly one should not shecht with the knife of a guy, as the Rashi explains, because we're concerned that potentially he will not remove the outer outer layer of the basar, or he may not wash off the outer layer of basar. And the Gemara now continues, Sakin sheshachba trefa, that someone has a knife that was previously used to shech the trefa, so pligba Rav Acher Ravina, so there's machlekes between Rav Acher and Ravina as to how to remove this isser from the knife. And one says that one has to do hagolah, and you have to take the knife and place it in boiling hot water, and one says all you have to do is wash it with cold water. We paskin, one could even wash it with cold water. And Rashi explains that the man omed holds that we have to do hagolah is mipnei shebolah sham nunas hatrefa, and the man omed holds that you could even wash it in cold water is kasava beis hashchita tzeinin v'lebolah sakin delein eschamim. Certainly the sakin was not so hot that it would absorb the basa that was trefa. Ayin Rashi explains that although our Gemara is paskining that you could use cold water, that is dafka b'negia a knife, as since a knife is made of metal and is very hard, therefore it is not as easy for the bleis of the basar to go into the sakin, and it will only be balea into the sakin if the sakin is very hot. However, in the previous Gemara where we had machlekes between Rav and Rav Abachana, one used the knife of a goy, which is the sakin shel iser, and he cut basar, and now we have a shaila as to the basar. So certainly over there, it would be much easier for the basar to absorb a dava iser. And as Rashi continues, avagabi sakin diyisur shalayv chavim beplukta le'el le'pasak, the Gemara did not paskin. And as we explain, we play shas sakin asura v'abasar rach levloya, and the basar is much softer. It's easier for the basar to be boileya. Our Gemara now continues and brings another kula. That in this case, v'ika blisa the pasal michbrei le'tzarech, if someone has a hard old rig that was made from a curtain and they're able to wipe off the basar, then that would suffice and you wouldn't even have to wash it with water. And as Rashi states, chatichas beged yeshana shel viloin shehi kosher v'yofel lekaneach, and Rashi states, belisa chatichas bluya the pasar kedem tagminon masach ha-pesach pasar. And as we find by the curtains of the Mishkan, that tagma masach ha-pesach is pasar. And Rashi continues, lemichbere lekanchoy, to wipe it, v'chaveir begitin, and we find in davdam vavim mesechtes gitin, u'boy lechbere yodi bahu gavra, and u'be Ezra kari lemizrokim kapri yizav, ashim shema kaneach b'metzboy min adam. And as we learned in mesechtes zochim, Agamar now continues, lemanda om b'chamin, and according to the manda om that just taught us, prior to using a knife that was previously used for a trefa, then one has to wash it in hot water, and has to do agola. So my time, and what is the reason, mishim de kabbalah yisura, is because it absorbed the flavor of the fat of the trefa, so that teranami bala ev menachai, so the same din should apply, that one should not be able to use any knife for shchita that was previously used for any shchita, and even for a behemoth that was kosher. Lamaisa, prior to the animal dying, the knife came into contact with the neck of the animal, which is ev menachai, as the animal was still alive, and the knife was balea issa, and how do you now be able to go and use it to shecht another animal before doing hagala? However, the Gemara explains that there's a difference between a knife that was previously used for a trefa and a knife that was previously used to shecht the kosher animal, as emas bala, as when did the blias occur, l'chichayma, when the neck of the animal becomes warm, and emas kachayma, and when does the neck of the animal become warm, l'chigam shchita, it's only after they perform the full shchita, and he shaita teirhava, and at that moment it's already kosher, and it's no longer even menachai, therefore certainly no issa was absorbed into the knife, and one could use a knife that was used to shecht the kosher animal even without doing hagala. Before we continue, Rashi points out that although our Gemara just taught us one has to do hagala on a knife that was used to shecht the trefa, however Rashi explains that this concern doesn't apply b'negei blias adam. Three lines before the wide lines of Rashi, Rashi states aval blias dam lechayish shasakin koshu, as the sakin is hard ve'in dam livlubay, certainly the dam doesn't get absorbed into the knife and it falls off the knife, and all one would have to do is wash off the knife, and therefore the only shaila that our Gemara had is regarding the fat of a trefa. And as Rashi states, el sham nunas shin vlas bein berach bein bekosha ayin sham. The Gemara now continues and brings two memories of Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rav legabi shchita. And number one, Om Rabbi Yehuda Rav hatabak tzarech sholish sakinin acha shesheichba va'acha shemchatech ba'basa va'acha shemchatech ba'chlavim, that someone who's a sheichet and a butcher is required to have three separate knives, one that he used for shchita and one that he cuts the basa with, and a separate knife that he would use to cut off the chalav that is aser. Legabe, the first knife, which is the chalav, zok Rashi, achas shesheichba v'lo yachter bo davacha shloi tipogim v'tiskalkel upom shiyol de isa sheyishcha b'le b'dika, that a sheikhet should have a knife that is exclusively used for shchita, as if we will cut something else with that knife, then potentially we'll have a pegima, and there's a potential that prior to shechting he will forget to be b'dik the knife, and any further shchita that he does before being b'dik the knife will be puzzle and will cause the animal to be in a vela. The Gemara now continues that certainly we understand why the sheikhet needs two knives, but the Gemara asks for the sakan lechada that you should only need a second knife. That second knife could be used both to cut the meat that is kosher as well as to cut the chalavim which is asr. And as the Gemara explains, v'lechtek ba'basa v'hadu lechtek ba'chalavim, you will first use that knife to cut the kosher meat, and then you will use the same knife to cut the chalav which is asr. And since, of course, at that point the chalav is cold, so all he will have to do is wash off the knife prior to using it once again to cut the kosher meat of another animal. However, the Gemara explains that we have a gzir that potentially he will first use the knife in order to cut the chalev, and then he will use that same knife to cut the basar. And as Rashi explains, that after he cuts the chalavim, and he won't wash the knife prior to cutting the basar. And the Gemara continues and is still bothered, that by the fact that Rabbanu was misakin, that one should have one knife for basar and one knife for chilev, then how would that actually help us if a person is tarbim lachdoi, and maybe he will pick up the knife that is generally used for chilev and use it to cut the kasher basar without washing it? And possibly the Gemara is bothered that based on this takana, a person will never wash the knife that he uses for chilev, and therefore it'll always be a problem that potentially will use the same knife with the basar that is kasher. And as Rashi states, v'asil l'chlufa shechalavim shel basar v'yachtoich b'loi kinuach shesavuhu shusakin shel basar. However, the Gemara answers, kiven that tzuchinu trei isleakira, that since we already made a takana that he has to have two separate knives, one for chilev and one for basar, since he knows that he never has to wash off the knife that is used for chilev, so in order to make sure that he always knows which is the knife for basar and which is the knife that is used for chilev, so certainly he'll make a simen on each knife, therefore he won't come to mix them up. And based on the gears of Agmara, that trei isleakira, it's mashma that there is some sort of a simen, but Ayin Rashi, who is goyus hakir islay, and as Rashi explains, isuba simen, that he will make a simen, ayin sham. And the Gemara continues with the second member of Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Rav, as the Amr Rabbi Yehuda Amr Rav, hatabach tzarech shnei kelim shel mayim, that a butcher is required to have two kelim of water, echad shemadiach bebasav, echad shemadiach bechalavim, one to wash the basav that is kosher, and one to wash the chalavim which is asr. And once again, the Gemara is bothered, v'nesakin lechada, v'nediach bebasav, v'hadach nediach bechalavim, that why does Rabbi Yehuda Amr Rav require two kelim, if even if he would have one kli, he could first wash the basar as kosher in the keli, and then wash the chalavim in that same keli. And once again, the Gemara explains, gzira shemiyadiya chalavim v'achim basar, that we have a similar gzira, that since he's tarred, so he might actually wash the chalavim first, and only afterwards wash the basar as kosher. Rashi is bothered that why should this be an issue, if the water as well as the basar and chilev are all cold, and why would we be concerned about any shamnunis and any bliyais? Rashi explains, shemi yadiyah chalavim tchila v'yu amayim mifutamis min hashamnunis al-yidei shifshif ha-yidayim v'af agav shu tzoynein v'achach yidavak b'dufanis ha-basar v'af agav she'in nivlabai. And even though certainly it would not be belua into the actual basar and deep into the basar, but nidbak hu bin b'chutz. Once again, the Gemara continues and asks a similar question that we asked previously, the hashanami michlefalei, that even if you have two kelim, one could still get mixed up between the kelim, and how does this eitzah help us? And the Gemara answers, kiven that shuchinu tati is leakira, as we previously explained. The Gemara continues to discuss another din, b'negei chilev, as Amma Meim Mishmeid Rapapa, le'lischef inish kaplei alvoy bisra. We know that there's a part of the animal called the flanks, and there's basar as well as chilev in that area. And as we know, the Torah speaks about the chilev shalak solim, and the fat that is asar is on top of the flanks. As we will see, the actual basar has a membrane around the basar that separates between the basar and the chilev. Now, Meima teaches us in Nimar al-Papa that when cutting up an animal, one should not turn over the flanks, and this way the chilev is on bottom and the basar is on top, and place it on a different type of meat. And by doing so, the dor of tarbo bolo bisra, that the fat will drip down onto the meat and it will be absorbed into the meat. And Rashi explains, because the fat, which is warm and is now leaning on this other piece of meat, will now start to melt and then drip onto this meat and get absorbed into the meat. Now, Our Gemara continues and is bothered, Ihachi, that if we're concerned that the fat will melt and be absorbed into the meat, so kituritzi nami, dortavu balabisra, that even if it's placed down directly onto the board and is being cut directly on the butcher's block, you should still be concerned that the fat that is on top of the meat of the flanks will melt and it gets absorbed into the flanks itself. And why are we only concerned about another piece of meat? And the Gemara explains, Kama mafsuk metatoi, that as we know, the flanks have a membrane around the meat that protects the meat, that the chil shalak solim will not be absorbed into the meat. And as Rashi explains, karma is a cream, is mafsik be chil basa, who is a cream, shan nitlim and axolim, shakrim flanks, the of the chazaku, and is thick and is very hard. And this part of the animal is removed together with the chilev, and therefore will never have any chilev that will be absorbed in the actual meat of the flanks. And as Rashi explains, lakach asa shakhilv nivlubai, therefore we only have to remove the membranes and they become usar, as certainly the chilv gets absorbed into the kraim. However, the chilv doesn't get absorbed into the basar, and as Rashi states, av le'ein nivla kolkach, she'izav le'basar she'tachtav. However, the Gemara is now bothered, ihachi, and we continue on daf tesem and aleph, me'loy nami krama ikar, that since we know that this is also a membrane that covers the actual fat that's on top of the flanks, so even if you will turn over the basar of the flanks, the actual chilv of the flanks will actually be sitting on top of another piece of basar, that should also not be an issue, as lemaisa, the membrane of the chilev separates between the chilev and this other piece of meat. Any chilev that will melt will only go into this membrane and will not transfer into the basar. However, the Gemara answers, "Aydin and mashmir yodin tapcha miftach." Now, though certainly we would not be concerned that fat may drip from the fat that's on the flanks into the flanks, there is a membrane between the fats and the basar. Until we separate this fat from the basar of the flanks, certainly the membranes will never be disturbed, as it will never be touched by human hands. However, the membranes are on top of the chilev, they are certainly being touched by human hands, and potentially someone broke through those membranes, and when you will turn the fat over onto other piece of meat, so the membranes will not be covering the entire fat, and some of the fat may drip onto the basar. And in the Rashba, that b'di'evit, if one did so, then one would have to wash that area in order to remove any potential fat that dripped onto the basar. However, in the Rambam, this din of Rapapa is only a chumra l'chatchila, but b'di'evit, if one actually turned over the fat and it actually touched another piece of meat, meat would still be kosher, and one doesn't even have to wash off the meat. Ayin Shum, and Ayin Baam Tesis on Daf Chesam Beis, who points out, when Rapapa taught his din, that le'lisrif inish kapli l'voy bisra, that haynu dafka la'achin etuach miyad, koyin l'mishin stan in the basa, that this din was only stated right after the shechita of the animal, and the basa of the animal is still hot, therefore it is a potential concern for bliyos. Aval achashin stanin in lochish, however, certainly after the basa and the chilev already cooled down, then there would not be concern at all. And kedichsev, and as the pasuk in Pasha Shmini tells us, vayistum es chalavim al chazois, that they actually placed the chalavim on the chazois, ayin in teisvis, and we will stop over here.